From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron told the U.S. Congress on Wednesday that he will never permit Iran to become a nuclear power.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 5 years, not in 10 years, never.
Macron also urged Congress to ensure that the United States does not abandon the Iran nuclear deal. In his 49-minute long speech to both the House and Senate, the French president did not directly address President Trump's strong opposition to the 2015 agreement. That agreement lifts sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development. Mr. Trump has called the agreement insane and ridiculous and has threatened to withdraw from it. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to keep in place deportation protection for about 700,000 undocumented immigrants. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. District Judge John Bates in Washington becomes the third judge to rule against the White House plan to end the DACA protections for young immigrants. Bates says the decision to rescind the program was unlawful and must be set aside. He's giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to explain what it thinks is illegal about the Obama-era program. If there isn't a strong explanation, then the department must accept and process new as well as renewal DACA applications. Renewals are still being issued because of previous court orders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on the latest version of President Trump's travel restrictions against six mainly Muslim-majority nations. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
The travel ban is the first Trump policy to undergo a full-blown Supreme Court review. It's the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. That first version was blocked by courts and withdrawn. Its replacement was allowed to take partial effect, but expired in September. The current version is indefinite. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The court is expected to rule by June. The U.S. government is conducting an intensive investigation into allegations of crimes against Rohingya Muslims in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar. The Reuters news agency reports two American officials said more than 1,000 Rohingya men and women in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh have been interviewed. They detailed allegations of killings, rape, beatings, and other possible crimes against humanity by Myanmar's military. About 20 investigators with knowledge of international law and criminal justice conducted the interviews in March and April. A 72-year-old man suspected of killing and raping dozens of people throughout California in the 1970s and 80s was identified Wednesday as a former police officer. A law enforcement official said Joseph James DeAngelo was fired in 1979 for theft from a store. He's been arrested and is in jail. Scott Jones is the sheriff of Sacramento County.
We started some surveillance. We were able to get some discarded DNA, and we were able to confirm what we thought we already knew, that we had our man. And yesterday afternoon, in a perfectly executed arrest, my detectives arrested James Joseph DeAngelo.
DeAngelo is linked to more than 175 crimes committed between 1976 and 1988. In the United States, 45 people have been indicted on charges of operating a multi-state opioid ring involving one of the most powerful and addictive artificial painkillers. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said on Wednesday that the quantities of fentanyl that were allegedly trafficked in this case are, quote, shocking. The arrests happened earlier this month. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.